by the way, if at any time you're in a category and steps one or two work, I still want you to stick with it for 3 weeks. I still want you to give it the full 3 weeks of focusing on it, of actively shutting it down, because I want you to get into the habit. I want you to build that muscle. Even if just enlightenment works and the sabotage pattern is gone after that, I still want you to stick with it for 3 weeks just to give it time to see if it's going to come back. You need to have an observation time. So 3 weeks no matter what. Don't jump ahead on any of this. So let's say, for example, that you're at the end of all that. You've gone through this journey. You've gone through your initial 4 to 6 weeks of getting your data. You've gone through 12 weeks. Let's say you had all four categories to work on. You've gone through 12 weeks of working on each of these categories. 4 times 3 is 12. Plus we add on the initial 4 to 6 weeks. So we have between 16 and 18 weeks. That's a fairly long time. But when you think about it, it's a short time. When you think about how many years in therapy this could take, you've cut that down considerably. So 16 weeks is 4 months. 18 weeks is 4.5 months. So 4 to 4.5 months later, you have a new situation on your hands. Now what happens is that you need to go back to each of those categories where you need to work more, where you either have the bees buzzing around or where you're still having some challenges. And when I say the bees buzzing around, by the way, that means you've made the problem even bigger, because that's okay. You need to be okay with that. What you're going to do next is, in those categories where you have the bees buzzing around or you have no change, you're going to go to your next level. And your next level deals with getting much deeper. It's sort of like going to the doctor and there's something on your skin. And initially, the doctor says, oh, that's caused by the sun. Just stay out of the sun. Enlightenment. But that didn't work. It didn't go away. And so you try the next thing. You told yourself that you're going to avoid the sun. Even though it's caused by the sun and you've been going out in the sun, you're going to avoid going out in the sun. But that didn't work. So you went to the next level, which is telling yourself you're going to do things other than going out in the sun. And that didn't work. You still have that thing on your skin, and it's caused by the sun. Well, now it's time for the doctor to get proactive. Now it's time to remove that thing from your skin. Now it's time to have a surgical procedure to remove that thing, because it could have been eliminated by you just avoiding the sun, but you're not. You're making it worse because for whatever reason you're not. In fact, maybe you're out in the sun more now. So now we're going to get extremely proactive in any of those categories that still exist, that are still posing a challenge. We're going to surgically go in there and handle this. This is the most proactive that you can get when it comes to eliminating self-sabotage. And since I am a clinical hypnotherapist, we're going to do it with hypnotherapy. We're going to go into your subconscious mind and weed out those things that are causing you to sabotage yourself. So I'm going to need you to create a hypnosis recording for yourself. You see, I could create a hypnosis recording for you. And as part of this program, a hypnosis recording can be included, but that's a generic recording because that's for everyone. And no matter what it is, no matter what the topic is, it's generic because it is designed for everyone to canvas as many people as possible to help in a general sense with anything that possibly could come up. It's not focused enough. You need to make your own recording. You need a very focused recording. You need to hypnotize yourself to make a very focused recording to remove the challenge. So you've already got the insight. You already know what's happening. You know when it's happening. You probably have a tremendous amount of insight as to the trigger, the catalyst, what might be causing you to do that. You know that because of correlation. You know what's happening in your environment, and you know that that may very well be contributing to it or causing it. So I want you to make a self-hypnosis recording, and I want you to go back and listen to it for 3 weeks for each category. I want you to make a different recording for each category that you need to work on. So now we're talking about an additional 3 weeks for each category that you need to work on. You need to listen to that recording every night as you go to sleep. And you're going to make one recording for each category, one for finances, one for relationships, one for health, and one for career. Now, perhaps you've decided on other categories, other additional categories that you want to work on, or perhaps some of these categories don't apply to you. So if you've gone through this program and you've thought, well, that's not really a category for me, but this is, or I've actually got 7 categories, that's fine. You've made the work a little longer, but at least you've made it more precise. If you've been following the pattern that I've laid out for you, then you have 4 categories. Additionally, if you've been following that pattern, you've potentially eliminated some of them, because you had a zero deficit, which means you don't need to work on them. But there probably is something that you do need to work on. And it's very possible that you've gone through your initial weeks and you still have some challenges. You still have some challenges before you. And by the way, this would be a great time after your initial 3 weeks devoted to each of the challenges if you did a reassessment where you are versus where you want to be. See where the deficits are. See what you've cleared up. See what still exists as a challenge. Because the next phase, as I've said, is hypnosis. You're going to spend 3 additional weeks on each of the categories that need your help. You're going to make a recording for each of the categories, and you're going to listen to only that recording for each of those 3-week periods. And you're going to listen to it at night before you go to sleep. You're going to make a self-hypnosis recording that's going to program you to overcome that sabotage pattern or those sabotage patterns in that particular category. And you're going to listen to it every night as you go to sleep for 3 weeks. And then you're going to move on to the next category. 3 weeks devoted to that with a different recording focused on that category and the sabotage patterns that you have in that category. And the next one and the next one for however many categories you still have. That is the ultimate answer, self-hypnosis, getting in there and surgically removing the challenge. And as I've said before, self-hypnosis, you're not causing the program to go away because the program is recorded as a memory in your subconscious mind. You're scrambling the program. You're causing the program to no longer operate properly. So it's no longer a challenge for you. So in the next segment, I'm going to tell you how to make a self-hypnosis recording that you can use for each of these categories for 3 weeks at a time. Okay, let's talk now about making a self-hypnosis recording. Hypnosis is very basic, believe it or not. Some people would have you believe it's similar to rocket science, but really hypnosis deals with just relaxing yourself and programming yourself, and that's it. Very straightforward, very basic, yet very powerful. As with most of the powerful and wonderful and amazing things in this world, it's very basic. Think about the greatest, most wonderful things in the world and how basic they really are. Love. Probably the most amazing, wonderful thing in the world, and it's so basic. It's so natural. All you have to do is let it happen. Fun. Fun is a wonderful thing, and it's so basic. All you have to do is open yourself up to having it. It's the same with hypnosis. It's very basic. We are designed to be hypnotized, believe it or not. We are designed to be programmed. Our subconscious minds enter hypnotic states all throughout the day. When we are daydreaming or spacing out or drifting, we're in hypnosis. Have you ever driven somewhere and not remembered the drive? You think, wait a minute, where was I during that time? That's an example of hypnosis. Just kind of checking out for a little while, letting your brain relax a little bit, letting it power down to an alpha state. Beta is full awakening consciousness, where we normally are. We're aware of everything that's going on. Alpha is a little bit slowed down. We can still think that we're fully awake and fully aware, but we're powered down to alpha. And those are the times, such as when we're driving a car or watching TV or reading a book, we can kind of drift off a little bit. We can still react to what's going on, but we drift off a little bit. That's a hypnotic state. Below that, we have the states of theta and delta. Those would be deeper hypnotic states, but they're not necessary in order for you to be programmed. You can be programmed in an alpha state, just slowed down a little bit and a little bit more focused. I tend to go into an alpha state when I'm riding my bicycle or when I'm swimming. My mind just drifts. It starts to daydream. If I were to listen to something positive during that time, I would be programmed because my brain is in a programmable state. It's an alpha. It's slowed down a little bit. You don't always realize that you're an alpha. You can go into alpha all throughout your day without realizing it. So going into hypnosis is easy and natural. It doesn't mean you're completely out of it. It doesn't mean that you've forgotten everything, although that can happen. It doesn't necessarily happen. It doesn't always happen. So whether you remember or forget being in hypnosis, doesn't matter. Whether you're kind of aware or not aware at all during hypnosis doesn't matter, because you can still be pretty much aware in an alpha state, and you can think that you're wide awake, even though you're not. So I'm saying all of this so that you know that you don't have to try to be in the perfect hypnotic state. Some people think they have to be in the perfect state, and they have to forget everything, and they have to almost go to another planet in their mind in order to be in hypnosis. And that's not the way hypnosis works. Hypnosis happens easily and naturally, in many cases without you even knowing about it. So when you make your hypnosis recording, I want you to realize that you don't have to beat yourself down into hypnosis. And when you listen to your hypnosis recording, you don't have to force yourself to go into hypnosis. It's going to happen anyway, just by you following my instructions. So listen up, learn how to make your hypnosis recording, and then just do it and just listen to it and let go of worrying about whether or not you're in hypnosis or whether or not it's working, because you will be in hypnosis and it will be working. first part of your hypnosis recording that I want you to make, and you can make this on a cassette tape if you want, or you can make it on an MP3 that you play on your computer, or you can burn it onto a CD and play it in a CD player. It doesn't matter how you listen to it, as long as you listen to it. And you need to record it ahead of time, because if you try to hypnotize yourself in the moment, you may fall asleep. And then what's happening? Not much. So make a recording that you can listen to, because probably you're going to fall asleep while listening to it. And that's fine. Your subconscious mind will still take in the information, because you're going to listen to it as you go to sleep at night. You're going to let it put you to sleep and let it program you. Don't worry about whether or not you fall asleep listening to it. Doesn't matter either way. But chances are, after a while at least, you will fall asleep while listening to it. And you're going to listen to it for 3 weeks and let it change your mind. Let it change what you are doing. So the first part of it is going to be a relaxing walk along the beach or in the woods or anywhere that you find relaxing. And you're going to talk about that relaxing experience for 10 minutes, involving all of your senses, sight, sound, smell, taste, anything you can involve. So if it's the beach, you're talking about the beautiful sky, the waves, how you can hear the waves, how you can hear some birds, how you can smell the salt. Maybe you're sitting on the beach, so you're eating or drinking something and you can taste it. Any way that you can involve all of the senses, go ahead and do it. But make it just a basic day at the beach. Or if it's the woods, make it a basic day in the woods. Or if you're walking in a park, or whatever your scenario is for the induction for the first 10 minutes, just make it a day that not much happens. It's a beautiful day, it's scenic, but it's not the day that something exciting happened on the beach or in the woods. Why is that? Because you don't want to excite yourself. You want to calm yourself down. So it's a day that everything was beautiful, but everything was normal. Nothing out of the ordinary happened that day. That's 10 minutes. The next part is going to be 3 to 5 minutes long. That's the deepening. That's where you're intensifying your state. So if you've had yourself imagine yourself on the beach, then during the following 3 to 5 minutes, during the deepening, perhaps you can watch the sunset. And you're going to count backwards from 10 to 1 during this time. 10, the sun is slowly setting. 9. Setting a little more slowly. But you want to talk slowly and in a monotone voice, so it would sound more like 10. The sun is slowly setting. 9. The sun is setting a little more deeply, and I am relaxing a little more deeply as the sun sets. 8. So you see what I'm doing. I'm talking in a slow, monotone voice. I'm keeping my tone steady. I'm not fluctuating my tone as I normally would when I talk. I'm keeping a monotone, one tone, so as not to get myself in an alert state. I'm trying to put myself into a relaxed state, kind of like the boring professor or school teacher. You know, kids tend to fall asleep sometimes when a boring teacher is talking because of that monotone voice. That's what you want to go for, that monotone voice. And it happens all along from the very beginning. From the induction, you're using the monotone voice, slow and steady. So the deepening is something going down, or you going down. If you're on the beach, maybe the sun is going down, and you tell yourself that as the sun goes down, you're going to count from 10 to 1. By the time you reach the number 1, you'll be completely relaxed. If you're in the woods, maybe you can walk down a hill and count down from 10 to 1 and tell yourself that as soon as you reach the bottom, you'll reach the number 1 and you will be completely relaxed. So it's a counting down and downward motion of either yourself or some object. If your relaxing scenario for your induction is you walking in the mall, then maybe you can go down an escalator and count from 10 to 1. By the time you reach the number 1, you're at the bottom of the escalator, and you're completely relaxed because you've relaxed yourself all the way down. So that should take 3 to 5 minutes. Don't worry if it's a little longer or shorter than that. Doesn't matter. The next part is the most important part, however, and that's the script. The script is the most important part of the hypnosis session. It's what makes a hypnosis session into a hypnotherapy session. Because so far, you've just done hypnosis. You've just relaxed yourself. You haven't done any therapy. The therapy part happens in the script. The script should be between 5 and 10 minutes long, depending on how much you have to work on. Now, the scripts on my recordings are about a half hour long, so you can do a longer one. You can do a half hour script if you want. But realize when I make recordings in my recording studio for the general public, I have to canvas everything because I don't know the particular problems of the person who's buying it. So when I do a weight loss script, for example, I cover every possible scenario that could lead to their weight gain, and I counteract that through my script. Your script is just for you, and you know exactly what your challenges are because you've been studying them. So you're going to talk directly to yourself. And by the way, when you do the entire recording, it doesn't matter if you say you or I. In other words, you will relax more deeply versus I will relax more deeply. doesn't matter. Either way is fine. In the script, realize that you've already got yourself into hypnosis and you're just programming the subconscious mind. So you're already there. You can talk very directly. The script is very precise. You're no longer using the flowery wording of descriptions of the beach and how beautiful it is and the sun and the sky and the birds, because your subconscious mind doesn't care about any of that. That was some imagery for your conscious mind as you drifted into hypnosis. We're going to lose that now. It's kind of like the solid rocket booster on a space shuttle that drops off after the space shuttle gets a certain distance from the Earth. It drops off. It's no longer necessary. That's sort of like the flowery language of the induction and deepening, involving all the senses, something to see, something to smell, something to taste, etc. No longer necessary once you're in hypnosis. So get rid of it. In the script, you're just talking about what is going to change. So you have some programs. You've identified these programs. You know what they are. You need to counteract those programs. You need to tell yourself directly what you're going to do differently. For example, let's say that you have a gambling problem that comes up when you hear about how much money you have in the bank. You find out that you have $1,000 in the bank and you get in your head that you're going to gamble and you're going to drain that money away. And you've identified that as a consistent pattern. You realize that every time you look at your bank account, see that you have money, you find a way to get rid of it. Let's just say that's what's going on. How would you deal with that in the script? Well, the induction and deepening don't talk about that at all. They're just designed to relax you. The script deals only with that. You may have a few things going on that need to be addressed in the script, and that's fine. You'll address all of them in that particular category, and you'll listen to that recording for that 3-week period. But in this script, let's say you're dealing with finances, one of your programs that you're running is that when you see that you have money, you drain that money. So you would tell yourself, when I see that I have money in the bank, I am happy, and I choose activities which are powerful. I let go of the idea of gambling. That is in my past. You see how I'm talking positively? I'm not saying that I won't gamble. I'm not saying I choose not to gamble. I'm not using negative wording. I'm not saying I won't gamble. I'm not saying I'm not going to gamble. I'm saying that I'm choosing activities other than gambling. I'm specifically naming gambling as the challenge, but I'm saying that I will choose activities other than that. More specifically, I'm going to add in there that these activities will not drain my finances. It won't be as if, okay, I'm not going to gamble, but I'm going to give all my money away to my best friend. So I want to make sure that I've addressed gambling since that is the particular challenge, but I don't want the challenge to come up in another activity. So I'm going to say something along these lines. I choose to hold on to that money and to continue building more and more wealth because I am worthy unlimited abundance. So I let go of any and all activities related to draining my money. I choose to keep my money. Now I've covered everything. It's kind of like a lawyer writing a contract. The lawyer has to think, what could possibly go wrong here? Well, this could happen, and this could happen. I'm going to cover all of those things. Oh, and if I cover these two things, well, this third thing might be triggered, so I'm going to cover that also. That's how you have to think, like an attorney writing a contract, covering everything. If you've ever signed a contract, then you know that contracts can be pretty long. Why is that? That's because of experience. That's because whoever wrote that contract knows human nature. And they know that things can go wrong. You have to be like that. You have to be like an attorney when you're creating the script. You need to cover everything that could possibly go wrong. And by the way, if you create your recording and you realize that you left some things out, create another recording and start listening to that. Keep it all within those 3 weeks, though. Then you move on to the next category. After the script, which is generally 5 to 10 minutes long, it can go longer if you want it to, that's fine. But if it's that focused, it probably won't be longer than 10 minutes. After that, you add amnesia. Why do you add amnesia? Because you don't want to consciously think about what you just said. Is amnesia going to cause you to forget what's in the script? Probably not, but it's going to at least scramble your conscious recollection of it. Because the last thing you want is to think about this recording you've created all throughout your day and analyze it and pick it apart and think, oh yeah, I said that to myself, but I don't really believe it. Because consciously, you may find it hard to believe the things that you are telling yourself because you've lived with them for so long. So you want to avoid that. So the amnesia part is not going to necessarily cause you to forget the things that you put in there, but it's going to scramble your conscious recollection of them to the point at which you will not be overanalyzing them. So The amnesia is very simple. All you do is say to yourself, I can choose to forget to remember what I said to myself in this hypnosis session, or remember to forget what I said to myself in this hypnosis session. The choice is mine. What have I done there? I've given myself two choices, what hypnotherapists call a double bind. I say that I can choose to forget to remember or remember to forget. Either way, I forget. If I choose to forget to remember, then I simply forget. I forgot to remember. That means I forget. If I choose to remember to forget, that means that I remembered, but I remembered to forget. And so I'm still led to forget. So it's sort of a tricky way that hypnotherapists use to cause the subconscious mind to forget the programming. And that's a good, positive, powerful thing. You want to have that in there. And so that's very straightforward. The amnesia can be simply that, and it can take 30 seconds to a minute to deliver that information. The next part is transtermination, which if you're listening to it at night, you would just tell yourself, now I'm going to drift into a safe and restful sleep. And when I wake up in the morning, I will be wide awake and full of natural energy. Right now, I'm going to drift off to sleep. Or you can say you. Now you will drift off to sleep. It doesn't matter. Transtermination is very brief, maybe 30 seconds to a minute, and you're just telling yourself to go to sleep. Alternatively, you could make yourself a recording that you listen to during the day. If listening at night just isn't an option for you, perhaps you have someone with you who doesn't want to hear it, and earphones or earbuds aren't going to cut it either, that's fine. You can listen to the recording during the day as long as you set aside a time during the day to listen to it. If you're going to create the recording for yourself during the day, you're going to need to do a different type of transtermination, which will count you up and out of hypnosis. You're going to have to say, in just a few moments, I will return to full awakening consciousness at the count of three. So by the time I reach the number three, I will be wide awake. And then you start counting upward. One, coming up, feeling very good, full of natural energy, and you get a little louder. Two, coming up even more, beginning to move, beginning to stir. And at the count of the next number, I will be wide awake and completely out of hypnosis. So you're prefacing number three. You're preparing yourself for number three by saying, at the count of the next number, you haven't named that number yet, but at the count of the next number, I will be wide awake, completely out of hypnosis. And three. See how loud I am now? And three. Eyes open, wide awake, completely out of hypnosis. So I've built my voice up more and more loudly so that by the time I reach the number three, I have come to full awakening consciousness. If you don't do that, if you don't do that build, you might continue sleeping. So build your voice, wake yourself up, and come out of hypnosis. And if you've fallen into a sleep and if you snored and so forth, that's fine, because the stages of hypnosis are no different from the stages of sleep. The deeper stages of hypnosis, theta and delta, are the same as the deepest stages of sleep, theta and delta. So don't worry if you fell asleep. All right, so you've learned a lot of information in this program. And what I want you to do now is, as long as you're not driving, close your eyes and let that information kind of circulate around in your mind. Just let all those ideas float around as if they're balloons, or as if you're an astronaut floating in a space capsule and everything kind of floats because there's no gravity. Think about your ideas like that. They're just floating in front of you. I want you to let your imagination run wild, and I want you to start seeing things fit into place. Now, at first, what's going to happen probably is that all these ideas are going to be floating around in your mind as you, but as your mind calms down, you're going to be able to put the pieces into place. For example, if you have a wonderful idea that came to you as a result of listening to this program, you're going to be able to take that idea and put it into place in your imagination. The wonderful thing about your imagination is it doesn't have any limit. So when you plan something out and you actually start doing it, well, maybe there are certain physical restraints and physical limitations that you're really feeling, like gravity, for example. But in your imagination, there aren't any. So you might think, what's the use of using your imagination if it has certain properties to it that don't apply to the physical world, to the real world? Well, I want to tell you that a lot of the things that you think apply to the real world really don't. A lot of the limitations that you think you have, you don't really have. You're just imagining them. Those are already in your imagination, but you've made them real. Why don't we take good things from your imagination, good powerful things that are actually going to help you, and bring those into your real life? You've already done it with things that are limiting. Let's do it with things that are great and helpful. Now, I'm not saying you're going to be able to have superhuman strength, but I'm saying that your possibilities are a lot greater than you think they are right now, and your imagination is the key to unlocking the door that's going to allow you to live in a universe where a lot more things are possible to you. So, What I'm going to do now is give you an opportunity to close your eyes. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to get out of your way and just let your thoughts run wild. All of the thoughts that have been coming to you while listening to this program, let them run wild in your mind and then start to see patterns, start to put them into place, start to take control of them and start to see how maybe you can change some of the things that you're doing and make your life better. Do this exercise now of just letting your imagination run wild with these new ideas. As I am silent. All right. How was that? Did you have a lot of ideas floating around at first? Maybe some strange ideas came in? Sometimes I close my eyes and I don't know what's going to come into my imagination because my imagination is open and anything goes. But what I often find is that the things from my imagination are not always fantasy. Sometimes they're things that I can do. I can find a way to make them happen. And if I didn't take the time to step away from my problems, my challenges, and use my imagination, I probably wouldn't have thought of the solution. So this exercise can be very helpful. I hope you use it beyond this program as well. Sometimes you can get so caught up in a problem that you just need to step away, close your eyes, and use your imagination and see what happens, see what comes to you. All right, I hope you enjoyed this exercise. Now you have the key, now you have the pattern, now you have the ability to program yourself to let go of self-sabotage. Use what I've said, use the techniques, and change your life. I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, hoping you have an outstanding life.